candy canes, sweatshirts, and jewelry. Oh, my. Yes, to many, the Bible is now offensive, and so are candy canes with a Christian message. For 4 years, a Bible club at a Reno, Nevada high school had distributed candy canes containing the words, "Jesus loves you," without incident. But in 2002, the school administration denied the club permission to dispense the candy because the message was potentially offensive. To its credit, the school reversed its position when the Pacific Justice Institute intervened. One wonders, though, whether the school was even aware that the candy cane itself was invented as a Christian symbol, representing the shepherd's crook of a bishop. Indeed, candy canes are a big issue, for school districts anyway, across the country. School administrators at Westfield High School in the Boston area suspended 6 students for passing out candy canes with Bible verses on the attached card before class. The cards also included information about Bible club meetings and the story of the candy maker who popularized the candy in America as a Christian witness. The cane now represented not only a shepherd's crook, as it had in Europe for centuries, but J for Jesus, white for purity, and red for Christ's redemptive blood. The students had requested permission to hand out the candy, but said the principal denied it because it might be offensive to other students. The school claimed that its refusal was based on a policy barring students from passing out non-school-related literature on campus. Administrators warned the students that they might face punishment for insubordination. The students, believing that God had called them to share the gospel, went ahead and risked punishment. One reason they did so was that the previous year they had been told that the only message the candy could contain was the generic "Happy Holidays." They thought it would be wrong to dilute their message again, and they are right.